Hey, welcome to the Weights, Wellness, and Witchery podcast, the podcast that touches on everything wellness from the physical to the metaphysical. I'm your host, Grace Elizabeth. I'm a certified personal trainer and a wellness coach who specializes in making you feel awesome from the inside out. So if feeling awesome is something that you're interested in, I highly suggest you stick around because, as I mentioned before, that's kind of my thing. All right, let's do this. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Weights, Wellness, and Witchery podcast. I'm your host, Grace Elizabeth. Today, we are going to be talking about how to create a perfect wellness routine. And the tricky thing about creating a perfect wellness routine is that it's not one size fits all, right? As some other entities would lead you to believe, if you just do A, B, and C, you're going to be healthy, you're going to be happy, you're going to reach whatever wellness goals that you have. So unfortunately, we all know that that's just not true, but it's actually fortunately, because what it does mean is that you get to make your own wellness routine that's 100% unique to you and is something that you absolutely love. So before we dive into all that awesomeness, I just want to give a great big giant fat ass shout out to whoever this was who left my very first 5-star review on this podcast. Super awesome. They wrote a little review and it was such a good review. So I'm going to read it to you guys right now because I'm just like so stoked and honored that somebody left me this awesome review. So the name of the reviewer is 90s Red Bottoms. Like I said, I have no idea who that is. If that's you, thank you. You're amazing. Feel free to reveal yourself by messaging me on Instagram. But if not, you want to remain anonymous, that's totally fine. But the title of the review says, original, personal, and informational. Grace's first episode was wonderful and keeps me hanging on while we wait for the next one. I laughed quite a few times and learned something new. I can't wait to see what's in store for Weights, Wellness, and Witchery. Again, thank you so much, 90s Red Bottoms. That was such an awesome review. You're amazing. And anyone else who feels compelled to leave me a review on Apple Podcasts, that would be super duper awesome. It's going to help this podcast get out there and be heard by more people. So, and it'll make my heart happy if you do. And I'll probably read yours as well. So yeah, unless it's mean, then I'm not going to read it. But feel free to be honest. Anyway, let's get into what we're actually going to be talking about today. So I don't know about you guys, but I spent most of my life following very rigid and very almost clinical routines and structures and programs and all of these things that were very specific about what I should or shouldn't do in order to reach my wellness goal, which, to be completely honest, most of the time, my wellness goal up until about, 2 years ago, was to lose weight. And honestly, even less than 2 years ago, I was trying to lose weight, even though I had a much more holistic and well-rounded view of wellness in general. But previous to that, in my teenage years and my very, very early 20s, all I really wanted to do was lose weight. And I didn't care if I was doing it in a way that was healthy or not healthy. That was just always my goal. And to me, I never really took into account my mental wellness, my emotional wellness, my spiritual wellness, any of that other stuff, even my actual health, right? So often we are doing things in order to lose weight that are actually detrimental to our health. It's not healthy. So I'm not even going to get into all of that because that can be a whole episode on its own. But what I do want to talk about is that your wellness routine and your wellness in general is a very personal thing. And it's not one size fits all, and it's not about your weight. It's just not. movement is really a great thing to have in your wellness routine, but what movement is different for everybody. What that looks like in your routine is different for everyone. Not everybody, one, has the ability to move in the same ways, two, enjoys moving in the same ways. And yeah, so it's just not always necessary for everyone to be in the gym 5 days a week, right? It's not necessary for everyone to be able to run 3 miles. I can't, I hate running. And like I said, even movement alone is just one small portion of what is really entailed in personal wellness. And honestly, I'm gonna say I don't have like a great definition. I think that's something that I should come up with, at least for like what my personal philosophy and definition of wellness is. But really, wellness is how you're taking care of yourself on the inside and the outside. And of course, you want to do things that are going to make you feel well, right? You want to do things that are going to make you feel good. You want to do things that are going to restore your body, restore your energy. The way that I look at wellness and the way that I teach wellness and talk about wellness is all about looking at yourself as a person, like as a whole, as a spiritual being, as a human being, as a body, you know, as a brain, as a soul, all of those things together, and how you're taking care of that, how you're taking care of your body, how you're taking care of your mind, your soul, your spirit, your emotions, your environment. All of those things are tied into your wellness. And like I said, that looks different for everybody, right? We are all vastly different human beings. So the fact that someone can say, you know, take these supplements, do A, B, and C, and you're going to be healthy all around is just, it's just not true. And I think we all know that. And another thing that we, most of us know who have tried to stick to specific diets that were not designed for us personally, or were not something that we particularly enjoyed, that stuff doesn't last, right? You can't stick to that. You can't stick to a workout routine that you hate, right? Well, you can for a little bit, but eventually you're gonna stop. So that's why it is so important to really love your wellness routine, because you want to feel well. That's the point. So if you're doing things that you hate and that make you feel shitty, you got to change that. You got to change that up. So like I said, I'm going to give you guys some tips and tricks on like where to even start. If you've been spending your whole life either not having any type of wellness routine and now you're like, I want to start focusing on this, or if you've spent your whole life just following whatever trend was happening, or just doing what you were told to do by others, by your parents, by your friends, by the internet, by whatever was the latest product that was being sold. And you don't really know where to start as far as like sitting down, getting honest with yourself, getting real with yourself, and actually doing some self-discovery about what is it that really makes my body feel good? What is it that helps me get out of, you know, my little downward spiral, or when I get into that really crappy place where I just want to lay on the couch and not do anything. And I don't mean like lay on the couch and not do anything for a couple hours this afternoon, because that's one of my favorite things to do. But I'm talking about like when every day goes by for a week and you have no motivation to do anything, right? And your spirit feels kind of dead. What are the ways that you can ignite your light again? So we're going to talk a little bit about that today, and we're going to start with the most important parts of creating a sustainable wellness routine. There's four things that this wellness routine does have to be, and that is flexible, fun, motivating, and aligned. So flexible, this means that you are giving yourself the ability and the availability to be flexible with your routine. So if you miss a day, if you miss a week, you're not sticking to. So like to give an example, I don't know if you guys have heard of, this, I think it's called like 75-day hard or something like that. And it's this crazy like challenge where you're supposed to work out twice a day. One has to be outside. You're going to read for like an hour a day or 30 pages a day. Drink a gallon of water a day. There's like all these like specific things you have to do every single day. And if you miss a day, then the clock starts over. So you start back from day one. I don't even know. Like, I could go in so hard on how all of that is awful. But I'm not going to do that. I just want to say that that is not a sustainable thing. I don't know. I don't personally know anybody who's made it to 75 days of that. Like, how many times are you going to start over, right? And how, like, upsetting is that? That every time you mess up one little thing or something comes up, like, well, let's say you're sick and you're throwing up all day, then the next day you have to start over. Like, that is awful. And now you're punishing yourself and you feel like a failure. That's what we really want to get away from. So being flexible in your routine means giving yourself space for life to happen and not cracking down on yourself and being hard on yourself when, you know, you fall off track. I know that my wellness routine for me, going to the gym is very important to me because I just love lifting weights. That's just like something that makes me feel awesome. So I like to do that. And I try to aim for like 4 days a week. And things happen in life, right? Like, I've gone through phases where like last summer I broke my arm or I broke my elbow. And I tried to get back into the gym sooner than I should have. And there was a lot of things that I could not do with my arm. And that was a huge bummer. And then I really kind of just fell off track for a while and stopped going because I don't even remember what happened, but something kind of just threw me off track. And so I got out of the habit of going. And so I think for like 3 months, I didn't go to the gym. But the good news was that during that time, actually, it was more than 3 months. It was a while. During that time, my elbow healed really well. And I've been back in the gym recently. And I'm like, wow, I can do all these things I couldn't have done before. And even though I kind of like would beat myself up a little bit during that time that I wasn't going to the gym, now I look back and I'm like, wow, that was so necessary. That was so needed to give myself that rest. And I wish I had been a little bit easier on myself. Mentally about that. So life is always going to be happening to you for your entire life. And if you are viewing wellness as this on-track, off-track thing, or like you're restarting your journey at any certain point, that's going to be really detrimental to you because that's either going to make you want to just throw in the towel altogether, or it's just going to be this constant cycle of feeling really negative and down on yourself. And it's just, to me, the wrong way to look at it. Cause like I said, it's life. Things are going to happen. Things change. People change. Routines change. So give yourself that space and that grace to be flexible and fluid in your wellness routine on a day-to-day basis. Wow. I spent a lot of time talking about that first one, but I think it's so important. Okay. The next one is that it needs to be fun. I feel like this is one of those, like, of course it needs to be fun, right? Like, I think there's so much of this, you know, no pain, no gain stuff out there in the world, especially when you're, you know, in the fitness and diet industry. And it's like, you know, taking your vitamins sucks and only eating salads sucks and doing this super duper hard workout sucks, but it's all worth it because in the end, you're going to lose a couple pounds or whatever it is, you know? And that's dumb. The reason that I'm like a big lover of fun is because I spent a lot of time when I was growing up doing things I hated as far as dieting and doing certain exercise routines and just forcing myself to do all the stuff that I did not enjoy. Like missing out on family meals during a family vacation because I was like trying to eat only 1200 calories and I was like on this very strict diet of what I could and could not eat and just things like that where it's like life does not need to be that way. It feels really counterproductive to have a wellness routine that makes you feel like shit, right? So making sure that what you're doing is fun. I love going to the gym. That's why that's part of my wellness routine. But if you hate the gym, You absolutely do not need to force yourself to go there. There is no reason at all. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Movement is a super important aspect of wellness, but it can be whatever you want it to be. It can literally be stretching in your house. It can be doing a TikTok dance. It could be going for a walk outside. If you like running, it can be running. If you like jump roping, biking, rollerblading, going to, you know, a pole fitness class, whatever it may be, movement can be anything. So that's something that's really important. Do not force yourself to do things that you hate because you think it's going to get you to some like glorious end goal. Doing things you hate is not sustainable, and it's not really wellness when you're just doing things that don't make you feel well. The next one is that it needs to be motivating. So whether it's motivating because what you're doing in your routine is fun and you love it, like for me, going to the gym is part of my routine, that's fun, I love it. But I have other parts of my routine that are not necessarily like my favorite thing to do, but they're motivating to me in different ways. So like one of the things I do every morning is that I drink a glass of water and I take my medication, and I also drink a glass of like, you know, like green, it's called green. So it's like powdered vegetables essentially, right? You mix it up with water and you like get all those vitamins from your fruits and veggies, which I'm not very great at eating all the time. And it's not like my favorite part of the day, right? Waking up and taking my medication or, you know, getting my vitamins or whatever. But it is motivating to me because I love the way that I feel when I'm consistent with those things. Making sure that I have all those nutrients inside me actually like makes my body function better on a day to day. It helps my brain function better on a day to day. So I know that if I don't do that, I'm not going to feel great. So I'm motivated to do that. So it's motivating to me. You don't want to choose goals and routines and rituals that are not motivating to you. So if it's something you're like, why am I doing this? I hate doing this. And I don't care about the result of what happens if I do or don't do this. I'm just doing it because I was told it's one of those things I should do and that it's going to be healthy or that it's going to be, you know, good for me for whatever reason, unless your doctor told you, then don't do that thing. So yeah. And then the last one is aligned. So you want to make sure that you're including things in your wellness routine that is aligned with your personal beliefs, that's aligned with your spirit, that's aligned with you as a human. For me, choosing things like journaling and stretching and meditating and taking a walk outside in nature, those are all very aligned with who I am and what I love. I am not going to go out there and do a keto diet and like assume that's going to be a good part of my wellness routine, because for me that's not aligned. For me, I don't love that. But I am going to get as much movement in as possible every day because that's aligned with what I believe and who I am. So just make sure these four things are kind of like they all intermix in a way. But really it's all about just taking the time to figure out what you love, what makes you feel great, and how you can do it in a way that's one, motivating, and two, flexible, and like can really roll with the punches of life. So now you're like, okay, cool, but like that still doesn't really tell me what should be included in my wellness routine. I'm starting from scratch. I really do not know. Sorry, I keep getting this warning on my computer that says I can only record for up to 30 minutes, so it's distracting. So a few pillars of a great wellness routine that I've established, and these are things that as you start to build on and as you get further down the road in your wellness routine, you know, you can drop some of these and you could find new ones that really work for you. So these are just kind of like baseline jumping off points, and that is movement and physical. So like I said, that could be anything, stretching, jump roping, going for a walk, dancing, spinning around in circles, literally just anything that's going to let you connect to your body in a very physical way. So that's going to get your blood moving. That's going to get your heart pumping a little bit. Number two is your energetic body. And so this is journaling, meditating. Honestly, this could be texting someone that you love and just like having a really awesome social connection moment with somebody. This could be reading a motivational, inspirational book, watching a inspirational documentary, listening to some really awesome music that moves you, anything like that. Maybe if you're musically inclined yourself, this could be playing your instrument, creating with your instrument, anything that's going to get you in touch with your inner self, your inner being. This is where I do things like my magic rituals or pulling a card or things like that. That's like really where I'm getting in touch with my internal self. So if you don't have anything like that that you're currently doing, the best place to start is just journaling. Honestly, pick up a journal, just start writing things down or Google some like really good journal prompts. I have like a whole 12-week journal prompt thing that I've made. So if you're interested in that, let me know. So the next thing is cycles. And this is something that I've kind of like fallen off with a little bit, but it's one that I really like doing. And as someone who has a menstrual period, cycles are really important for me for a few reasons. One being that I very much, my energy, my mood, my physical health, those fluctuate greatly with my cycle. And I get migraine headaches at a specific point in my cycle. I get super exhausted at a certain point in my cycle. So seeing where that's at, just checking in with that on like a day-to-day basis, like where am I at today, helps me to just be in tune with what my body might need, why my body might be feeling a certain way, why I might be thinking a certain way or feeling down or actually feeling energetic today. There's a lot of really cool people who actually teach this, like period coaches, who teach you how to get in tune with your cycle and really work with your cycle. So that's something to look at. Another great cycle to track is the moon. So if you're into that sort of thing, I highly suggest, I mean, maybe it's something you already do if you're into it, but if you're interested in it and you're not into it, you should Google that a little bit. Like we all know that the moon goes through phases and has a cycle, but if you start looking into it, you can see that there's different energetic results and different kind of symbols that are tied to the phases of the moon. So that's a really cool thing to just look into. And the whole point of having cycles that you're tracking is really to just get an idea of how your mood and how your body changes on a day-to-day basis, on a month-to-month basis, on a year-to-year basis, and really get in touch with how these changes happen and when they happen, because you'll get to know your body a lot more and you'll be able to say, okay, well, during this time of the month, I'm typically exhausted. So when that time of the month comes and you're like, man, why am I so exhausted? What's wrong with me? I don't want to do anything. Am I going to be like this forever? You can be like, oh no, this is just that time of the month where I get exhausted. And I know in like 3 days that's going to change for me. So it's just another tool to help you learn yourself a little bit more and kind of plan your life around that, plan your wellness around that, plan your movement routines around that, and honestly, anything else. So yeah, that's just a little fun one. And then the last one is I have referred to as sparkers in the past. I'm trying to come up with a better name for that, but those are things that like spark joy, as Marie Kondo would say. These are like doing things that you do just because you love them, just because they're fun, just because they make you laugh. For me, that's things like listening to true crime podcasts, learning a TikTok dance, you know, just playing freaking Nintendo, building blocks with my son. Like, these are just little things that have no purpose. There's no goal. There's no end game for why I do these things or when I do them or what I'm expecting to get out of them. It's just doing things that I love, listening to a song that you love, listening to an inspiring podcast, reading an inspiring book, literally any of those things, watching your favorite movie, like those little tiny joys in your life, right? That maybe you've forgotten about, maybe you've been neglecting because you don't have the time or whatever it might be, just incorporating more of those into your day-to-day routine, just into your life, and having that as like something you can fall back on when you are like not feeling it, right? You're like, I'm not in the mood. Nothing sounds good right now. I don't want to do anything. I don't feel like, you know, I don't feel like doing my movement today. I don't feel like journaling. Like, I know all this stuff sounds lame. Just really not feeling it. Having something simple, like a song that you listen to, an inspirational podcast that you listen to, going outside and looking at bugs on the ground. I don't know. Anything like that that you're into, that's super easy to do. That is instantly gonna boost the serotonin levels in your body and remind you that there are joys in life, that there are these small pieces of happiness that you can easily grab, is going to be helpful to have for obvious reasons. And usually when you flip that switch, then you can start to do more and more things that make you feel well. So that's what the sparkers are. And obviously, like, the whole point of living is that we want to enjoy life and we want to do the things we want to do. And, you know, whatever your dreams and desires are and whatever, you know, plan you have for yourself or things you want to achieve or ideas of how you want to spend your time on this earth, I think what having a wellness routine that meets some of these goals is that that's really going to help you to be intentional about how you're spending your time and making sure that you are including things that you love, making sure you are including things that make you feel great every day, and making sure you're not, you know, spending months and months doing things that you hate, trying to achieve a goal that you're not even really sure that you want. So yeah, that's just my take on how to create the perfect wellness routine for you. It's not a very like rigid step-by-step guide. It's just that it needs to be flexible, fun, motivating, and aligned. And you want to have movement. You want to have a way to take care of your energetic body. You want to have a way to track your personal cycles or the elemental cycles or any other cycles that you could think of that relate to you as a human. And you want to find those little moments of joy. You want to find your sparkers. And you want to incorporate them into your life as much as possible. So that's it for me today. That's only like half of what I planned on saying, but I've taken so long to say it because I went on a couple little rants. So I'm just going to stop there before it gets too crazy. I appreciate you guys so much. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review this podcast. And I'm super excited that I have like 4 really awesome interviews lined up, and I'll start teasing them a little bit and so you guys can kind of see what's coming up in the future. But I'm so stoked to talk to these ladies because they're all really, really cool. And I think your guys are, and then they're like in every section. So we've got weights. We got someone that I'm talking to who is a personal trainer. We've got wellness. I'm talking to a couple different wellness coaches who work in like a couple different specific fields. And then we've got witchery. I've got a medium coming on. So it's going to be super, super dope. Like, stay tuned for the next few months even, because I got this shit planned out. And I'm really excited for you guys to hear this just awesomeness that I have coming up. Okay. Like I said, love you guys so much. Have an awesome day.